Good afternoon, everyone. It's my job to keep you awake now for the last session of today. You have the incentive of the drinks reception and conference dinner to keep you focused. Now, just a few housekeeping announcements before we start this session. There's a collection for the Friends of Della and Don on the reception desk, and there's various incentives to get you to donate, such as I think Toby is going to grow a moustache if we achieve a certain level, and I think Cliff Morgan will come dressed as a woman next year if we reach a higher level. We have also a quick plug for Learned Publishing. Learned Publishing Live, tomorrow morning session. If you have any questions, there's a question box on the reception desk. They don't have to be... they can be anonymous or not, but questions will be useful to make the session lively. Okay, back to the session. My name is Simon Ross. I'm a council member of ALPS and the Global Journals Director at Cambridge University Press. And if you can remember from the very first presentation of this conference, Kevin Guthrie told you a story about how he got there. I think it's quite interesting to know how people get to be on these stages. And yes, I had my arm twisted, but I had my arm twisted with a ready formed idea, and it had already been written up. And I thought I'd better explain what the reference to the Romans is for some of you members who may not be familiar with Monty Python. But the reference is, what did the Romans do for us, is a reference to a Monty Python film called The Life of Brian. And it's set in the times of the Roman occupation. And Brian existed and had a life that was around the same time as Jesus Christ. So you can imagine it's a quite an irreverent film. But anyway, the scene from which this phrase comes from is with John Cleese playing a kind of stereotypical British trade union type chap who basically is complaining about the Roman occupation, saying they've taken everything we've ever had, and says, and what have they ever done for us? So what have the Romans ever done for us? There's a pause, and then somebody pipes up, well, they gave us the aqueduct, and sanitation, and roads, and irrigation, education, wine, public baths, public health, public order, peace. So the implication here, if you haven't worked it out, is that Romans could be substituted for publishers. And publishers always like to think they have contributed a lot. We feel that we do a lot for the various stakeholders involved in the knowledge economy. But perhaps we ought to just check that this is true, if it ever was true, and to actually ask the various stakeholders themselves for their perspective. And so we've got together a group of guest speakers here. One is a librarian, Jane Harville from Sussex University. And we have a publisher here, because publishers also have a stake in this business. That's Ziad Marar from Sage Publications. And we have Mark Thorley here representing researchers and research funders. And finally, we have a vice chancellor's view, and Professor Hugh Morris is here to give us some reflections from the VC's point of view. So, are we still relevant? How do we need to be relevant in the future? And then how should we change to be relevant? And I think these are the kinds of issues that we'll be trying to tease out and address from the various perspectives. We have a kind of semi-structured presentation for this session. So a couple of structured presentations and then some more informal reflections. And I would invite you to be as interactive as you like. So raise your hand, ask questions whenever you like, but also there'll be opportunity at the end to have a broader discussion. So let me start by introducing Jane, who's going to give us a presentation from the librarian's point of view.